When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But like I said, tonight we're doing some conspiracies. We got two in particular we're going to talk about. Two of the OGs. I wouldn't say OGs, but these are proven conspiracy theories that have been proven factual.
So they're not conspiracy theories.
They're no longer conspiracy theories. But they prove that the government does some pretty shady shit. That's what these prove. Don't put it past the government to lie, cheat, and even
steal.
Kill.
Ooh, like Eddie Guerrero plus one.
Right. To get what they want. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm sure we'll talk about some other shit.
I say we just start.
We're getting ready to play the intro now. Let's hit it. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the GITM podcast, where we talk conspiracy, we talk paranormal, we talk true crime. We love serial killers. We talk about a bunch of bullshit up in here.
Jeffrey Epstein's a 300-year-old vampire.
We talked about this the other night.
Yeah.
And then it kind of hit me.
He's a 300-year-old vampire, and he was also Andrew Jackson.
There is a similarity there. I can't unsee it. Once you said that, I can't unsee it.
Do I believe it?
No.
No.
But is it fun to talk about? Absolutely. Yes. So tonight we are talking conspiracies. We are talking about the government and their amazing ability to deceive us. Will they lie to get what they want?
Eddie Guerrero.
That's not on the list, but maybe we'll do this.
Will they steal to get what they want?
Absolutely.
Eddie Guerrero.
And will they kill?
Princess Diana.
That wasn't us.
JFK.
Well, speaking of JFK.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Most people think, when they hear the word conspiracy theorist, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Me.
No.
I am the conspiracy theorist in my social group.
I would say crackpot. You know, crazy.
Yeah.
The term conspiracy theory was coined by the government during the JFK assassination investigation to literally downplay and make people think that these people who thought outside the box, thought there was something silly or funny or some fuckery going on, were crazy. So it is a negative term, which it worked perfectly.
God forbid.
Because
God forbid anybody think there's some fuckery aboot with those in charge.
Right.
Because there kind of always has been. Just watch the Transformers movies. I've been catching up on those.
The shitty ones?
They were around. They helped Merlin.
Oh, Merlin. Really?
They were around through the Aztec culture.
Nice. So you're saying...
We don't even know about this. Sector 7, John Turturro knows all about it.
You're saying the Transformer movies... Conspiracy are a documentary, not...
Michael Bay only makes documentaries. He just doesn't say so.
Right. I mean...
And he's also super interesting because he's been to the fucking bottom of the ocean.
Well, anybody go to
that? That was him, right?
I don't know. No, that was Cameron, wasn't it?
It was James Cameron.
Yeah. With the whole Titanic thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've covered conspiracy theories on here. And we talked about last episode that we want to branch out and talk a little bit more conspiracy because I'm not a big conspiracy guy.
I am.
But I firmly believe in all of even the craziest conspiracies. There's a teeny weeny bit of truth. They're all based in some factual type concept or idea. Not evidence. There's always a little bit of truth in it. Because I firmly believe if you hear the government or any public official come out and say, Travis, you are a conspiracy theorist. Guess what? You're on to something.
Well, and there's also the fact, like you said, every like crackpots and shit. I entertain the idea of conspiracies. I will watch any video or read any article about almost any conspiracy. Doesn't mean I believe all of them. Just because I go to Golden Corral doesn't mean I'm going to eat every item that's on there. Really? The fact that I do or do not is beside the point. It is erroneous on all accounts.
Yes.
Because I'm more like, I am with conspiracies the way more like the Chinese buffet would be a better description of how my conspiracy theorism goes, because I eat a whole lot of the same things, of the same like six things, three plates of the same things.
The real conspiracy with Chinese food buffets is,
why am I hungry an hour later?
Or is it really food, or
is it really beef?
Right. What exactly is, what powder, what do they add to the powder to make the MSG. Lobster?
Oh, the chemical make it very good. Oh.
Yeah. But conspiracies, you know, I firmly believe there is some truth to all conspiracies. Might not be, like, we've talked about the moon landing. We had that episode, Moon Landing, Fact or Faked, or what I believe that was the title.
Did you see the moon is rusting? Somebody took over the course of like 200,000 frames or something like that. Like these crazy detailed images of the moon. And it looks like it's like there's color to it.
Really?
Like a rusty red in some areas. Yeah.
Huh. Well, you know, there is that conspiracy that the moon is not rock. It is a...
It's a Death Star.
It's a ship of some sort.
Well, and there's also... not to, you know, totally jump on the back of another podcast, but I started listening to... It goes by two names depending on when you start listening to it, but the Concrete Podcast / the Danny Jones Podcast. Very interesting. And he had this guy who is way too big for us to get our hands on, but if for some reason the Twitter sphere wanted to get him in on this, his name's Billy Carson. Can't say I believe with everything he says. Super fucking interesting, though.
Is that the black guy?
Yeah.
With the...
Like, kind of like a... goatee.
Yeah, I've seen some. He is out there, but he makes sense.
Yeah, he was the one that was on that podcast. It wasn't him actually talking about it, but he did say this other dude, that Danny Jones guy, great show. You know, I mean, we're fucking nobodies, but check him out. He's cool.
Oh, we are somebody.
He was talking about he interviewed a guy that could like summon orbs on command. And, like, did it in front of them and shit on the beach. Hmm. And he said that, like, the government had gotten in contact with him and he befriended this guy from the government. And I guess at one point he, like, just straight told him. He was like, what's the craziest thing you can tell me about the moon? And he was like, allegedly he told this guy, he's like, there are structures on the dark side of the moon. And all we can tell by looking at them is that they are ancient.
Yeah.
Shout out to a great interview on the Danny Jones podcast.
You know,
check it out.
But the conspiracy with the moon landing, did we go to the moon?
I think we went to the moon. We've been over it. We did a whole episode. Went. I just don't know if what we saw was was real.
Real. That is...
Or the fucking... one of the astronauts on Apollo 11 said when they were approaching the moon, they noticed convex craters as opposed to concave. And it's like on the recordings about them, one of them saying something like, look at those craters. I bet the people never get out.
Really? I mean, there's some weird tapes, you know, weird conversations had on those channels.
Yeah. Like, what if they're just like, fucking sitting there and like we see all this shit, there's one small step for mankind, rah, 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 and he's fucking like, they're just up there smoking space dubs.
Awesome.
With Hitler and his alien buddies.
Yeah, but you know, I firmly believe we went to the moon. Yeah. I believe the space program is real.
Why haven't we gone back? There's one of two reasons in my mind, not to cut you off. One, there is something going on there and we don't want a part of it. or we are a part of it, or two, there's literally nothing going on.
There's the easy explanation of people lost. The official narrative is we lost, the public lost interest,
yeah,
and it was expensive. However, I read somewhere that I believe there was two more missions planned to the moon that didn't get carried out. They were bought and paid for.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have cost any more money to do it. They just said, nah, no, we're not going to do it.
Well, space is one big conspiracy as it is. Well, yeah. Space and our own planet. That's what I'm saying. That's why I was excited for this one. I was like, you can literally have no subjects for this one. We can talk on this one fucking 2 days.
Right. But, you know, like, but the moon, my point with the moon is, I believe we went to the moon, but there was some shenanigans going on. You know, people always talk about that press conference after Buzz.
I can share the video.
After Buzz and Collins and Armstrong came back, where they were acting really funny, and people attributed that to because they didn't go, they were lying. Maybe, I don't know. I wasn't there. However, I think it's maybe more plausible that something happened, or they saw something. They maybe, dare I say, interacted with something, and that is why. That is the cause of their behavior, because it is a little strange.
Or they got debriefed,
right,
and lobotomized.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, dude, this shit's all fucking coming to a head. Like, there's fucking, allegedly, there's water on Mars now.
I saw something or heard something that there is actually oxygen on Mars.
There's also a fucking...
something is creating oxygen on Mars. Some kind of life form, plant.
Well,
life form,
and now it's being alleged that Mars was once an inhabited planet.
Well, yeah, I would venture to say that. I mean, I think that is very most likely the case.
Well, and then you get like back to like that Billy Carson dude. Like, he's has this whole thing where Earth, like, I forget what they call it, but like, did you see that hammer that they found in a mine shaft?
Thor's hammer?
No, it's like a crap. Like, it's a hammer. You can tell somebody made it. Shut up. But it was in a rock. Like, that was a weird bark. But it was like actually in a rock. Not like it was, I think it's the train. I think he doesn't like the train. But it was inside of a rock. Like, they had to chip it out of the rock. And they said it was like 200 or 300 million years old.
Really?
Which makes no sense. But according to this Billy Carson cat, I've really been diving into him. I would love to talk to this guy. It'll never fucking happen. But
no, reach out.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna hit up Twitter or something and see if he's like. And he's like young Morgan Freeman. He's got such a good voice too.
Yeah.
But his whole thing is like, Earth. It's not from Earth. Earth is a planet made from a fragment of a. Bigger inhabited planet that exploded however long ago.
Right.
And allegedly, shut up. Allegedly, there's evidence to this in like ancient writings saying that like, it was like Thelema. It wasn't Thelema. That's the fucking.
Let me go. Keep talking. Let me go give him some food. Maybe
that's all he wants. But, yeah, like apparently there's ancient texts and shit saying that like this planet was a thing and like it must have had water because allegedly when the sun would rise, it would rival the sun because it was the reflection was so bright. And then it went pop goes the weasel and a small piece of it became what we now know as Earth again. You've apparently heard some of this guy's thought process. Little out there. I don't know where I lie with the whole thing. But it's all really fucking interesting.
Right.
Like, I don't know. And then, I don't know. Like, I listened to two interviews with him, and like then I heard his backstory. Talking about, like, I believe he said he was from South Florida, like the ghetto in South Florida. And, like, he started gaining all of this knowledge and all of this thought process through books because, like, he couldn't go outside and play like a normal kid because there was so much crime. So he would just fucking read books and that would become his new reality and his escape from what was going on around him. I'm like, man, that's super sad, but way to turn a negative into a positive, I guess. Phil's feeding the dog, you know. It happens. Welcome to very small podcasting where you have to get up and feed fucking dogs in the middle of it because one of them is an asshole and kind of dumb. We love him, but he's kind of dumb, and sometimes you got to just give him some kibbles. And the other one just sleeps all day. But, yeah, man. I don't know. Space as a whole, like, aliens, we all know my point of view on aliens. It should just be an accepted fact somewhere out there, whether we know about them or not, or whether or not we have contacted them.
Or what exactly is visiting us? What are we seeing? Is it aliens or is it dimensional, different dimensions? Who knows what it is?
Which is still an alien. Like,
right.
And we've had the conversation, like, a single-celled organism from another planet is an alien. It is an extraterrestrial being.
Right.
So, yeah, there's, like, no fucking way that there's not aliens somewhere.
Somewhere. Correct. I agree.
And then they look at us and they're like, look at these fucking weird pieces of shit. They're like, all they've ever given us was Jersey Shore and cholera.
But, you know, conspiracy with the space program is rampant. They're never going to tell us. The governments of this world will never tell their populations the truth.
Nah.
Because, you know, the power lies in the secrets.
Yeah.
But it's much harder with today's age, with the invention of the internet. That is part of the reason why I think society is crumbling. Not because Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are the devil's work.
They don't help.
But we have the knowledge now, or the ability to question everything, which we should question everything. Anything that you hear a politician or the government say, you should question. And if anything has taught us that over the last 4 years, should be question everything. And if they tell you not to question it, you ask even harder.
Yeah.
But the governments will always lie to us. And that is why, you know, I named this episode Lies in High Places, Government Conspiracies Exposed. Because conspiracies, these long time running conspiracies are starting to be proven, or there's evidence or even just documents released over time that are proving that these things that used to be considered, oh my God, crazy conspiracies, are actually true.
Yeah.
And today we are going to talk about two of them in particular. One is horrendous because it got us into a war where a lot of people died. The second is just never happened, but it was just the fact that they thought about it.
Mm.
They wanted to do this. It's sinister or evil.
Which is kind of a throwaway thing, because personal opinion, in some way, shape, or form, most of the shit that big governments do, now she wants food, most of the shit that big governments do is evil. Well, no, I don't want to say evil, is shitty in some way.
Here's the thing. People are, you know, everything is done by government contractors now. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the government contracts shit out now?
Because it's not them doing it.
Right. And private entities like Lockheed Martin, Skunk Works, all these companies.
Yeah, they're doing all this crazy shit. And then when they're like, government man, did you do this? They can be like, hey.
They are.
All I did was tell them to take my wallet and go down and get two hot and ready $5 pepperonis from Little Caesars. The fact that the Prime Minister of Malaysia turned up dead has nothing to do with me.
And they are not subject, the technical reason, they are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Sluts.
So they don't have to turn over documents. They're a private entity.
Mm.
This is the workaround to that law.
Bitches.
So don't ever doubt the government are geniuses. They're smart as fuck.
Well, and then I feel like there's some unjust pressure and heat put on companies like Lockheed Martin, because like they might be doing shady shit, but like there's a market up for grabs and somebody grabbed it and it was people like them. Like, it's not really their fault. You know what I mean? Like, do you want to feed that one too?
I'm about ready to beat her ass.
What ass? She barely has a lower half.
Beat her. Jesus.
But like, that's, I've never really thought about that either. Cause like, especially Lockheed, I feel like Lockheed Martin's the big one that everybody knows. Or not everybody, but most people know about. But like, to what extent, I don't know if we can call them the bad guys in this situation. The government is the bad guys. They're just the, I don't know, the means to the end, if you will, I guess. Oh, yeah. If anybody wants, is looking, don't ever let Credit One get a hold of your fucking credit score, because that's the second fucking credit card offer I've gotten in a week. And they don't have not very good deals. Like, I'm sorry, as soon as you try to tell me I have an annual fee, I'm not getting your credit card.
So what you're telling me is, this is not an
option. Nah. I mean, I'm sure they seem like one of those good credit building companies. You know what I mean? Like one of those. Which is fine. I went with Capital One to help build my credit personally. Which has worked wonders for me, actually. Actually, I'm awaiting my...
What's he doing?
He went to turn around and walk the other way and headbutted the fucking table. Because he's a good kid. He's a big old dummy.
He's special. Bless his heart.
But, what did I say?
It's...
Hold on. I don't know why I'm trying to read it off the screen. But, yeah, like... The Lockheed Martin thing is, they're the sword in the hand of the soldier that is the government.
I mean, they've made great advances in technology. That's their job.
Yeah. How do you feel about, I'm drawing a blank. Agency. Oh, God damn it.
Which?
DARPA.
You know, I don't know a super lot about
it. Dude, you should look into DARPA.
I've thought about it. The only thing I know is about those stations they have around the world.
Have you heard
the hum that people are hearing?
Have you heard the theoretical defense weapon that they might have floating in the atmosphere?
What would that be?
It's like, it's called like the God Rod or some shit like that.
Is that just a titanium steel that comes?
Tungsten.
Tungsten steel, yeah.
It's like 20 foot or 20 meter long, like 1 foot wide tungsten rods.
Yeah.
That can land like within less than a meter of its targeted area. And like tungsten is super dense. They all weigh like a ton or something like that. So you drop that through the atmosphere and like it will pick up so much inertia and kinetic energy that
like
it just,
bomb will
yeah. Allegedly DARPA has that going on, which makes me wonder, when I found out about that, it made me wonder, I'm like, is that what the Black Knight satellite is? Have you seen the Black, you know,
I've heard
Black
about
Knights?
I've heard about it. Yes.
It's still a thing,
but hasn't it been going around it for,
allegedly, Alexander Graham Bell had communication, or not, I don't want to say communication.
Got signals from it.
Yeah. But the thing with the Black Knight satellite is, and again, I'm not an astrophysicist, nor do I work for NASA, so I can't give you this as the word of God, but from my understanding, excuse me, quick fucking science lesson from a big dumb idiot on YouTube, things in space, unless their trajectory is affected by an outside force, they just move in the same direction forever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Unless they're affected by gravity of some other bigger object, you're right.
Yes, and even then, something's gravity doesn't change. It's rotation around something, for the most part. Like, it has a pattern. Allegedly, from my understanding, the Black Knight satellite has orbited in different ways around the Earth, and also allegedly has orbited pole to pole, which we've never been able to accomplish as human beings.
Well, here's the thing about I did not know this about satellites. When they are in orbit going around the Earth, they are actually falling to Earth. It's just the scientists and engineers have designed the trajectory to match the curvature. Mm-hmm. So it never really gets closer with the speed that it's going. It's all lined up to where it just keeps going around and around, but it's actually falling to Earth, but it just never makes it because of basically the math. However, when something changes, that's when they fall to Earth. You know, if they slow down or whatever. Yeah. I'm probably butchering that all to hell.
Hmm.
But yeah, there's not like a motor that they have, you know, rockets on them.
Thrusters.
Right. But it's not like it's thrusting its way. No.
Not even rockets. Most of them, it's just like air or nitrogen. Right. Like just, it's like it just farts its way around space.
Right. But they're actually falling to Earth. It's just they never will make it because it's kind of like tidal lock with the moon. You know how that's why we always see the one side of the moon, because mm-hmm. the rotation of the moon is in sync with our rotation and how it revolves around us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the moon has been rotating, but it's rotating at the same rate that it's
right
with its revolution. So that is always facing us. You know, it's one of those perfect little lines. That's the same thing.
Or is it fake? Do we live in a dome?
Yeah, here's the
thing. I guess it wouldn't be a dome. It'd be another sphere.
You know, I've looked.
Holy shit. She ate and is out of bed.
Oh, fuck me. She's probably going to come over here and shit on me.
Go lay down. Hey, go lay down.
But it's the you know, it's like flat Earth. We all know that I'm not a flat earther by any stretch, but I'm open to the suggestion that there is some weird shit going on.
Go lay down, you little shithead.
Do I think the heliocentric model is 100% gospel of the truth? Maybe not. There are some things in that don't completely make sense as well. It makes a whole hell of a lot more sense than flat earth, what people are flat that believe in
flat earth. Yeah, the flat earth thing doesn't do it for me.
I mean, but I'm open to other aspects of maybe what we're living on isn't exactly what we're told.
I have to say the flat earth thing is kind of cool to think about. At least from like an avatar standpoint. Like my version of flat earth has us just like float, like has just waterfalls cascading off the side into nothingness.
No, see, here's the thing. I don't buy flat earth. I buy simulation theory. This is not real. More than I...
Oh, like if you had to choose between the two?
So yeah. Maybe we're not living on a planet per se, flying throughout, you know...
Go lay down, shithead.
Around the sun, which is in a galaxy, which is moving through the universe. Maybe that's not it either. Maybe we are just... This is just... you're the Sims.
We're all in cryo sleep.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know how when you die, they say your life flashes between... Or
before your eyes.
Before your eyes. Mm-hmm. Between your eyes, yeah.
I've heard people confirm that. Not like personally.
What
to me,
if but... what you and I are experiencing right now is actually not real. It's our version. We are dying in another realm or dimension or whatever, or universe or whatever, and we are the playback of...
Yeah.
We are that other version of ourselves. Having that our life flash between our eye or in front of our eyes,
like that's, Robert Downey Jr. kind of. Yeah. I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
And then, this would kind of explain reincarnation. In another universe, we're all connected, or you know, we're connected with each one. There's another one of us, living and dying, but we've learned from this. What we've just this last flashback. And we change, there's subtle changes.
Hmm.
It's interesting to think about.
Interesting. And on the subject of space and aliens, I'm becoming more and more convinced that if aliens are on Earth, they're octopuses.
Oh, 100%.
They have 9 brains. They have, what is it? Like endochromatic skin.
The hell, most humans don't even have 1 brain.
They have their skin, like how they can change colors and shit. Like, you've seen an octopus change colors to match its surroundings.
Yeah.
It just does it. It doesn't, like, it doesn't, I believe it doesn't even pass through the brain for it to do that. Its skin just does it. Like, split second. Because it also does it crazy fast compared to any other endochromatically skinned creature, such as chameleons or some species of annoles. The cephalopods in general, octopuses, squids, and cuttlefish, really weird stuff going on there.
They are the aliens of, they could be aliens.
And I want to know what the biggest squid is. Because we found the giant squid, and then we found the fucking colossal squid. It's like, I think like 50 to or maybe 100 feet long from like bell to tentacle tip.
You said bell.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately got a picture of a penis in my mind.
All of it, man. It's just all, it's all incredible. You know, we don't know how, where eels come from. We don't, we know nothing about the reproductive processes of eels.
Really? I was not aware of this.
At least like a freshwater American ones.
Maybe they land.
We don't know where they go to reproduce. We don't know anything about the reproduction. Or sharks, for that matter. We don't know where, or great white sharks specifically. We do not know where great white sharks go to give birth. They just appear.
I thought they actually, they're called the nursery. I thought they figured all that out, the nursery.
Maybe. Maybe if they
or there's a place where a
Mexico.
Young sharks gather.
But I don't think that's where they go to actually birth them.
I don't know. I watch sharks.
It's because everybody's fucking stupid. Everybody thinks that all these great white sharks are giving birth. No, you fucking idiot. Like a couple times a year, a megalodon at the bottom of the Marianas Trench just poops out a bunch of shark babies. That's where they come from. That's why we don't know.
Maybe.
There's a big megalodon at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, like that one island from Moana. That's like alive, kind of. Really? It's good. Moana's actually a solid children's movie.
My children actually are older now, so I don't
watch. Whatever. I know one of your kids loves Moana, probably.
I doubt it.
Coming out with a second one.
I wonder if they're doing a live action.
Probably. It's probably going to suck, too. I wonder if it's going to be super racist, like how fucking Mulan was. Oh, we're going to make a live-action Mulan movie? Oh, Chinese people? Wire fighting. There's wire fighting. I don't know why, but there was.
All right, let's actually get it.
Not a solid depiction of feudal Asian fucking battle techniques. I do not think that they were doing 720 somersaults with fucking floppy swords back in the 1200s, but, you know.
It's possible. Anything's
maybe
possible.
Gravity was different because the trajectory of the earth around God's butthole fucking was a little different because Hillary Clinton, who was still alive back then because she's an immortal being, decided that she wanted to press the button on Kim Jong-un's fucking dick. That's a fucking crackpot conspiracy theorist shit right there.
I don't know how much truth is in that, but I like it though.
All of it.
Okay, let's get to the...
Is Kim Jong-un dead yet?
I thought, wasn't there a conspiracy that he actually died?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't heard much about North Korea. I mean, granted, I try to stay out of a lot of these global politics now. It's so dark.
I try to stay
ever out. Since the Ukraine and the Palestine-Israel thing, it's just dark, 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 dark.
You know, the news is just, I don't even give a shit anymore. Don't care. Don't care about the presidential election.
Like, all I want to do is just watch my fucking YouTube reels from, like, fantastic YouTube or Instagram pages such as Kids Getting Hurt.
All I want is my phone in one hand, some Jergens lotion, and some paper towels. That's all I want in this
literally,
life.
Literally, like hours of entertainment just from the Kids Getting Hurt Instagram page. There's nothing better. Like, I don't want to see a kid get, like, decapitated, but there's, like, nothing better than seeing, like, the family dog, like, inadvertently take out the kid or the kid, like, try to do something and just fall flat on their forehead. But it's not even the kid getting hurt. The part that I find great satisfaction is when you hear when you see the injury happen and you hear the parent go, ooh, or oh shit.
But
that's where I laugh my ass off.
And what I laugh about is if you notice, they never, the clip never ends right there. The parent is still holding the camera filming,
dude, the best,
not dropping it, running to see if their child's
the best right. Part of that kids, it's literally called Kids Getting Hurt on Instagram, is like, if it's a really good one, especially if it's like a smaller child and they start to cry immediately when they get hurt, they will run it back in slow-mo and it's the best thing ever. You hear just like... And it fucking makes me so happy.
All right.
Because I'm a bad person.
Well, my Instagram feed has went from braless women jumping around to dogs. You know, the talking dogs, all these talking dog videos.
Yeah, dude, now. My favorite one, my favorite like, video.
How did we make that jump?
My favorite video that I keep seeing now is like, it's got the little cat, the cockeyed cat. And it's like when my wife asked me how many beers I had cooking a brisket, and it's like this cat with just wonky eyes, like, ah!
All right, now we're going to get to the two proven conspiracies that were real, that actually happened, that proves...
There's only two.
Oh, no, these are just two of the two that I picked out. We will cover many more in the future, because like I said, there's one about ticks I want to cover.
Lyme disease?
Lyme disease. And there's other conspiracies I want to cover.
Not a conspiracy, but I would like to, maybe on Patreon, because it's kind of sad, dive into the this whole thing that you never learned about, but like this whole, the other part of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Plantations.
We're talking Civil War, Southern...
Yeah, like slavery and shit. Yeah,
okay.
Like there's like the big house, the main house, and then there's like the slave quarters, and there's like... I'm not saying that this doesn't exist, but I don't know if it did because I don't know. I've never learned it. I haven't looked into it, but I saw a video of somebody talking about the parts of slavery and plantations where there was quarters where it was like the reproduction quarters to keep the stock of slaves up. Dark. Never thought of it.
But kind of like when you say it, kind of like
it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I want to dive into that.
Some
one.
Old guy in a frilly shirt and a blue long coat.
So Lestat from Vampire,
stocking, just sitting there watching.
Yeah. So Lestat from Interview with a Vampire. Yes. That reads.
All right. There are, like I said, there's two. Today we're going to cover two conspiracy theories that are false. Now let's start by saying all governments conspire and lie to their citizens for several reasons, and some of them are very valid. That one is power. Like I said earlier, there's power in keeping people in the dark. Second is national security. You don't want things getting out. You know, like this stealth bomber. You know that was the stealth bomber was main. A large portion of the UFO sightings
in
the 70s and 80s.
And the first one is the biggest one because you want to keep people in the dark, and which goes right along with the dumbing down of society, which I think is very clearly going on right now.
Yes.
Like, I now know of...
We are products of that.
For sure, two people that didn't know, don't or did not know what the Holocaust was.
How is that even possible?
One of them went to a very pricey private school. Had no idea who Hitler was or what the Holocaust was. Another person that I found out, and this is no shame on these people.
No, it's not their fault.
Because it's not their fault that they didn't learn this stuff. One of whom is Jewish.
No shit.
Yeah.
You would think that would be kind of common dinner place topic.
I don't know about dinner, but yeah.
It'd come up in conversation.
Yeah. Maybe over a latke, you know. You would think like, hey, just so you know, Kristallnacht, Hitler, pass the matzah.
Especially with all the verbiage of comparing, and this always pissed me off about whether you like Trump or dislike Trump. I don't give a fuck.
Comparing him to Hitler.
Nobody should be compared to Hitler unless you kill millions of people.
Right. You got to earn those stripes.
Yeah, that's
not in a positive, I don't mean that in a good way, but you know what I mean?
Oh, like, we're cutting that.
But you know what I mean? Like, he's a piece of shit, but like, there's not many people in modern history that can pull that one off.
But that's making a point to the extreme.
Yeah, what?
There's only one person.
Saddam, maybe.
I would say there's only one person even. It actually is
Currently?
No, that in history. Well, not in modern history. I would say in...
I have a feeling I know who.
Mussolini, or no, Stalin, I'm sorry.
Oh, I actually have a different one.
Stalin is the only who probably actually killed more people. If you take in... But you take in his own troops, where he just said, keep sending, you know, but that's kind of the Russian way.
I was
just
gonna
keep
say,
feeding them until, you know, war of attrition.
Give them
meth.
More
bodies. We got more bodies. Let's go.
Give them meth so they kill more fucking Americans. I was going to say Pol Pot. Pol Pot? Cambodian dictator?
Yeah. But any dictator, but just the mass... The you cannot compare, just because you do not like somebody, you can't compare them to the most evil human being that one of the most evil human beings that's ever walked the face of the earth, whether it be round or flat.
Yeah, and that's coming from two people that I think agree on the fact that, with a grain of salt here, I guess another way of saying this is I don't think that if I was a politician, depending on what they're speaking of, I don't think that would be the worst comparison I could ask for.
What do you mean?
I'd be like, are you talking about my ability to lead and sway people to the way that I think? Because in that respect, Hitler was top notch.
Oh, he was very convincing.
The Michael Jordan of convincing people to follow him.
He was very enthusiastic.
Minus the family life-altering gambling addictions. You know, I'm behind that one, too. I'm really, really kind of think that Michael Jordan's gambling is what got his dad killed.
That is a conspiracy maybe we'll dive into, but at some point. But
R.I.P. whatever Michael Jordan's dad name is.
You know, but it's very, you know, it's just... there's even a conspiracy theory that the Holocaust did not happen.
Now, oh my God. It's so irritating.
Here's one thing I will say about that. Whether or not the numbers have been inflated, I don't know. I will say this. I can guarantee more than 1,000 people died. And that is 1,000 people too many that were killed in concentration camps. Even if it was 1,000, even if it was fucking one
a day,
whether it was fucking millions, what they say it is, which I don't know the exact number. There are those people that say the Holocaust didn't happen. But
or the people that say that it wasn't as severe.
Right.
Does that make it better?
Right. Like, it does. That's my point. It doesn't make it better. Whether,
right. And if you're making that argument, is it okay for us to now call you a Nazi sympathizer?
Right. I mean, if Hitler experimented on and gassed one person, that's still...
But one innocent person.
It's still just because of their belief system.
It's dumb still, as fuck.
Still horrific.
Especially considering allegedly they run the entertainment industry, Jewish people run the entertainment industry, and seems like the jewelry industry a lot. So, a lot of good that did, old Dolphy.
Yeah, but you know, and here's the thing. I hate to be the one to break. The Jewish community wasn't the only ones targeted.
Yeah.
I mean,
he wasn't fond of the blacks either.
No.
He did not seem to enjoy that. As far as I'm concerned, they fisted Hitler when they did the black power fist. They fisted him.
Well, that was in the 60s, dude.
Didn't they do that in Berlin?
No, I think Jesse Owens was the only one that won a gold medal. And what was it, 36?
Either way, Hitler should be fisted. Either way. That's besides the point. Every person that's not Aryan by way of right and blood should be able to go back in time and fist Hitler.
Well, he's getting fisted.
No, he's getting pineapple shoved up his ass.
We talked about that in a previous episode from, what was it, the...
Annalise Michelle. Oh, yeah, because apparently he's a dick in hell.
Yeah, not even the demons like him.
Go figure.
You know you're a fucked up individual. If the demons...
When you're not liked in hell.
Yeah, you know you're a special kind of fuck. All right. Anyway, getting back. We know the governments conspire against us. We know they tell us lies, and they do this for several reasons. Power, national security, and also cover-ups is the third. And I'm sure there's more, but those are the three I can think of.
Watergate.
Watergate. Let's see. It's JFK assassination.
9/11.
Which, you know, 9/11 is an interesting one.
Because even if it was an inside job, they 100% utilized it as an opportunity to go in for fucking oil. I don't give a fuck what anybody tells me.
Right. Whether that...
Or even if it's not literally oil, money to be made from the oil trade.
I think that's an episode we should actually do here in the future, but that's another one of those episodes that might be multi, because there's so much to dive into.
We got to be careful we do that one. We might get blurted by Blillery Blinton.
That's all right. Come get me. I got one foot in the grave anyway, so it don't matter.
Or we might get schmidschmapped by the schmush schmamily.
But I think we need to cover that. But that might be a two-parter. Because there are some weird things in
that. We haven't had a multi-part in a while.
There are some weird things in that.
I mean, this might be it. This could be the beginning of it. This could literally be like a fucking four-month-long escapade of conspiracy theories between the two of us.
We could tie conspiracy theory and true crime, which in an episode I want to do here in the near future as well.
The Illuminati?
Yeah, that too. But Manson.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, that is a conspiracy theory and true crime.
And I guess I started listening to a lot of podcasts that had, like, did you ever watch the, like, Lock Up or whatever, like, that type of shit on National Geographic where they went into, like, San Quentin and shit?
Maybe I've seen.
They had a guy on that show that was in prison named Michael Thompson.
I have seen him. The native, he's a native.
A white native.
Yeah, he's a white native.
He doesn't know if he's actually genetically native.
I know
native.
He wears a lot of
He grew up, he grew up on a res. He doesn't know if he's genetically native, but that's all
but
he
knows.
But
he was a bigwig in the Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah, yes. Him and then this guy named Casper was on another episode of that show.
Yes, I have.
Big block, fucking bald.
Oh, yeah, bald. Yeah,
like
I've
fucking
seen him too.
Shamrock tattoos and shit like that. Yeah. He's out now too. I listened to both of them talking, and this dude named Boxer. He started the 18th Street Gang in LA, and him and Michael Thompson were in the same unit as Charles Manson and Sirhan Sirhan, and they said that Charles Manson is full of shit.
You think? Yeah.
They said he literally had characters that he would put on when he was going to get interviewed and shit like that. And it was either I think it was that Boxer dude. I can't remember his name. I'm pretty sure he's the one that said that, like, there was one time or multiple times where they came to get Charles Manson to do an interview or something like that, or to go to court. And he literally looked at him, Joey Torres maybe. And he said that, like, as they were walking him out, they'd walk by his cell and Charles Manson would be like, "Showtime." And he just kind of like start acting weird as fuck.
Well, you know, and that is the conspiracy theory that Manson was CIA trained.
Yeah. And that he was a scapegoat.
And that's what.
And I mean, at that point, if you're going to bury me, I might as well fucking feed into it and have some fun. That's how I would look at it if I was him.
Spending my life in prison, I might as well have a little fun with it.
And apparently, Sirhan is.
That's one who killed Kennedy.
Bobby Kennedy, yeah. Allegedly. We could do a whole episode on that too, but like apparently
it's a conspiracy theory. He didn't even pull the trigger. It was one of the cops.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories, but apparently he was a intelligent man. He did that with that 18th Street guy. He told him like every day when they got up, he'd give him a word or like three words, and like when they saw each other the next day, he had to be able to use those words correctly in a sentence. He was like, he literally said that like he knows how to read and speak
because of Sirhan.
Well, because of Sirhan Sirhan.
Huh. Let's see.
And I think Michael Thompson the same way. I'm pretty sure Michael Thompson was illiterate when he got.
And you listen to him talk. He's
terrifying.
Very articulate.
Yes, he's terrifying.
A big man that is articulate is very scary.
He's so calm. Scares the shit out of me.
Right. It's almost like I picture him slitting your throat
and smiling,
and his heart rate doesn't go above 50.
Right. The way he would just, like, in these interviews, he'd be like, when you and another man have a knife fight, a proper knife fight, and I'm like, there's improper knife fights? I was unaware that there was a hierarchy of fucking knife fights. I thought if you got into a fight and it involved a knife, it was just a fucking knife fight.
And the object is survival.
Yeah, don't die.
All right, let's get into the first conspiracy that has been proven factual, that actually... Or I should say didn't happen in this case. The Gulf of Tonkin.
I love their fucking toy trucks.
Tonka? Tonkin, yeah. Not Tonka. You racist bastard.
That's not racist. That's just illiterate.
Okay. August 4th, 1964, Captain John J. Harkin of the USS Maddox had a little situation arise.
Great video games. Football.
This vessel was on an intelligence gathering mission in the Gulf of Tonkin. During their mission, they reported a North Vietnamese patrol boat fired torpedoes at their ship. 2 days later, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara testified in front of Congress that he was certain that the USS Maddox was attacked by North Vietnamese forces. On August 7th, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution was passed. This allowed President Johnson the authority to put troops on the ground in Vietnam and commence the war, or get involved in the war is a better word for that.
Like that one girl that went viral, the fucking like albino black girl.
Yeah, get into it.
Right. President Johnson immediately ordered airstrikes on the North Vietnamese, and the Vietnam War was started. There was a war. This was a war that cost the lives of 58,000 American soldiers.
And also, I'm not taking orders from any man named Lyndon.
Yes.
If your name sounds like a mispronunciation from like a poorly educated human being, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah.
I got told to go to war by President Lyndon Closet.
Yeah, but 58,000 American soldiers died and approximately 2 million Asians died in this.
It's okay. He didn't say fucking Orientals because apparently that's a bad word.
Unless you're talking about rugs.
I don't get it.
The general consensus is we lost the Vietnam War, which 100%. we did. You look at just the stats, that's an ass kicking.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of the same thing. Like if you look at Desert Storm and whatever they called the Afghani part of this last engagement. I know it was Iraqi Freedom. I don't know about the
Afghani Desert Storm part two.
But like but it's kind of the same thing. Like, it's pretty well known some countries don't lose because of the landscape.
Well,
you're set up for failure. Like,
there's something about home team, home
especially field like advantage. You should have known. They can act like they were blind to this, but I think the government knew more about the shit that the Vietnamese were going to be able to pull than they let on.
You know, but it's the Vietnam War is a war we could have easily won, but we didn't necessarily want to win it. War isn't about winning or losing.
It's about making money.
It's about, exactly, and that's by, this particular war is about communism, essentially.
I wish I had a little button I could play like some super Russian music right now.
Right. But I believe I read somewhere that we were like 800 yards away from finishing the war, putting an end to the war, but they got called back because they would have had to go, I believe it's Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to cross over, and they would not allow them to cross over to Cambodia because the North Vietnamese, I believe it was Cambodia, was hiding.
I'm pretty sure Pol Pot was still in.
Was hiding there. They could have put an end to the war right there, but they would not let them go because of the laws of war, I guess.
The red tape.
Right. Which, I think of it like a war is like a street fight. I don't know if such thing as a fair street fight.
I mean, at that point,
it's war, you win at all costs.
At that point, you put fucking those funny sounding balls across the border, and you have a fucking dodgeball tournament.
Yes.
Whoever wins the war.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. Now, there's a spoiler alert. I'm just going to go ahead and
let Purple Cobras.
I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. We now know that the USS Maddox was never fired upon by torpedoes, and the Secretary of Defense, McNamara, was not truthful when he spoke to Congress.
You don't say. It's a no. Fact.
According to the official publication of the Naval Institute declassified documents, the facts were changed and fabricated to convince the American public to rally support around the idea of going into Vietnam with military action. In the weeks leading up, this is even the biggest kicker. And this is what the CIA does. Listen to this. If you have any doubt of what the goal of the CIA is, this is it. In the weeks leading up to the Gulf of Tonkin, South Vietnamese boats had been attacking North Vietnamese locations with the help of the CIA. This was called Operation 34A, codenamed Nautilus. This is on record.
Yeah, who was do we know what the Nautilus was?
What?
The ship captain by Captain Nero.
Oh, okay. According to sources, President Johnson wanted a full-scale war in Vietnam.
No shit, because that's what you got.
The entire point of Operation 34A was to provoke North Vietnam into attacking the U.S. In some way, mainly a vessel. And this would give Johnson a reason to go to war. Because once again, we need a reason to go to war. We just can't declare war on anybody. We have to have a reason, which is actually kind of a good idea.
Well, and even if we don't have one, they will make one.
When Secretary McNamara was asked by Congress if Operation 34A had anything to do with the attacks on the Maddox, he lied and said no. Now, within hours, Captain Herrick, who was the captain on the USS Maddox, reported that the Maddox was not attacked. He started to retract his statement. He told the White House and the Pentagon that a Soto man got a little aggressive, and he misinterpreted the sonar readings, and they were most likely the hum from the rudders and the propellers of, or I'm sorry, the propellers of the Maddox. He misinterpreted that as torpedo attacks.
If they were going to go that slapdick, they should have just had fucking Aleister Crowley out there running a boat. He would have started shooting at him anyway.
So there were not torpedoes fired. Herrick recommended a full investigation before any action was taken by the White House. McNamara saw this statement and reports that he discussed it with President Johnson early on August 4th. Even with this new statement from Herrick, President Johnson went on live TV in the evening of August 4th and addressed the nation that the North Vietnamese had taken an unprovoked action against the U.S. ship, and U.S. needed to retaliate against this aggressive action. Recently, new documents have been declassified and shown, proving that the NSA had falsified documents to prove or to make it appear that the North Vietnamese had attacked the U.S. in the Gulf of Tonkin. So this was a multi-level attempt. It just wasn't Lyndon Johnson. It just wasn't McNamara.
Right.
This was the entire government, CIA, NSA, all the alphabet agencies were involved in this.
I mean, the CIA is pretty much always attached to anything anyway.
Well, that's their job. With this action, the Secretary of Defense lying to the Congress, President Johnson said he knew that there was an attack on the Gulf of Tonkin. He knew it. In this address, he said, "We were attacked." And the falsification of the documents by the NSA is the definition of proof that the government lied to the citizens to convince them or to rally support for military actions. This proves conspiracy theories. Some conspiracy theories are actually real.
No.
I mean, just think about that. And it makes sense. You need support to go. We need support to go to war or any military action.
Yeah.
We don't have a dictator here who just does what he wants free nilly. He needs the approval. He needs the approval of Congress and the legislative body to declare war, but he can take some actions, but he can't declare war. Which, now here's the thing, Vietnam was not a war, technically.
It was an engagement.
War was never declared on the North Vietnamese.
That's the most annoying aspect of the whole fucking thing.
Right, you know, the last official war we were in was World War II.
Yeah.
We've never declared war since. Now, we've rallied support and got all gung-ho with the operation, especially the second Desert Storm.
Did we not officially declare war?
I don't think so.
For either of those?
I do not think so. I think they were all military actors.
We're batting 1,000 for fucking going to war.
Yeah, we get our ass kicked when we don't declare war. Maybe we should just declare war from now on. We got a pretty good winning percentage when we declare war.
Stupid.
Okay, let's get to the second one. And this is the evil or sinister one. This shows the depravity of the U.S. government, or at least people. People in the government. I don't think the U.S. government is evil or bad in nature in itself. Because the U.S. government is not a thing. It's made up of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a title. It's an umbrella. It's the people.
Like fucking Resident Evil? Umbrella Corp?
Maybe. There you go. But, you know, the people that are in the government are evil and make some shoddy decisions. Excuse me. In 1962, the Joint Chief of Staff felt that the Cuban dictator Castro needed to be removed from power. They started to brainstorm a plan to justify going into Cuba to accomplish this very thing. They wanted to oust Castro. But, you know, we had, at this time, we had, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis and all. You know, I think, actually, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
We had something going on.
Was that 61? I don't know the exact date. I'm pretty sure this is about the same time. I'm fuzzy on the dates.
You're too busy with your senior year of college at that time?
Fuck off. I was not born. This was 10 years before I was born. Thank you.
I know. It's still fun to give you shit, though.
And this is what...
good segue.
They brainstormed all this. You know, they wanted to get rid of Castro. So they were coming up with a plan, and they called it Operation Northwoods. They briefed the Secretary of Defense, McNamara. Obviously, he's behind all this shit. Which, not really. I misspoke there. Of this operation on March 13th of 1962.
None of this would have happened if they would have traded out McNamara for Johnny McEnroe.
He just would have said, "You gotta be kidding me."
They would have gotten to a full screaming match.
Yeah. Now here's what Operation Northwoods was.
Sidebar, I think that the world would actually benefit from that. There, you should just be able to have full on like playground level arguments amongst political leaders.
I don't disagree. It'd be funny. It'd be good TV too.
Like, to get rid of the bitch on the stage or the guy on the stage that's like, "You now have 2 minutes to respond." Says who? You gonna fucking lock me up if I take 2 minutes and 12 seconds?
Let's be honest. Trump did that in 20 whatever year it was.
We need a candidate like Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man. Is that what that was? Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Or Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Right.
I love him. Did you see his post on Shane Gillis's? Or on Tim Dillon's post?
Yes, that was actually...
He said, "She's a lovely young lady. No wonder she ungage you."
That was...
I was like, that's my president.
That is actually funny.
That shit was hilarious. Just
for the balls of a...
A potential presidential candidate to say the word
ungage.
That was so funny.
I mean, it's bad enough if one of us says ungage. But when you are a potential presidential candidate...
It's just funny. You had a gay comedian.
Of course, I think wasn't that all just a joke?
Yeah, he posted. Tim Dillon posted a picture with another female comedian. He said, "Just got married."
Yeah, right.
"Be gay was a phase after all," or some shit like that. Like, it was all in good fun. That shit was hilarious.
I mean, Tim Dillon might be the coolest gay man I've ever.
I didn't even know Tim Dillon was gay until you said something about it.
Yeah,
I don't want to sound fucking ignorant, but like, you'd never guess.
Not all gay people are flamboyant.
I'm aware of that, but like,
that's just a stereotype.
I think it's the public eye factor for me.
He looks like a
lot of times, like, you're so in the public eye, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would think that
it
would be more well known.
Here's the thing about gay men, though. There's one thing. A stereotype about gay men that... Who are you looking at?
The dog.
Gay men that is 100% true. They are very aware of how they appear. You know, they look good.
You're saying they're metrosexual?
Well, no, not metrosexual. They look good. They are well manicured. they don't have to shave everything.
For the most part. I mean, I'm sure there's sloppy, ugly, gross gay guys.
But that's not the general... Most... I've seen a lot of gay
from
guys...
From our experience.
That are very well put together.
Oh, yeah. Gay dudes can dress.
Exactly. They have an amazing fashion sense.
Just look at Lance Bass.
But Tim Dillon looks like you or me.
He looks like...
He's sloppy?
He looks like Adam Sandler's fat cousin.
Right. I would not think... gay looking at that man.
Yeah, he looks like Jonah Hill if he grew up in Brooklyn and was less Jewish.
Okay, yeah, and ate a lot more. No,
he looks like
which version. He looks like
if you took Jonah Hill and Michael Cera from Superbad and just molded them into one Play-Doh person.
All right, where was I at? Oh, there's one. Okay, basically what Operation Northwood did, it proposed a false flag operation. Now, if you are into conspiracies, you know what a false flag is.
There's a lot of those.
Basically, I'll give, for those people who've never heard this, which if you're listening to this, odds are you heard, so this is just, I'm just doing this in full space.
It has nothing to do with gangs.
But they look good. It's a flag that looks good. I had to really make sure I put that L in there. You know, I was the kind of word I'd make sure I enunciated that L when I said flag.
Like ordering nigiri at the sushi place?
Yes. Okay, basically a false flag is an operation where a country fakes an attack or actually attacks itself and blames another country to gain a reason to attack or start a full-on war.
School shootings?
Well, we're not going to touch that one with a 10-foot fucking pole. This proposal...
We don't need to be
Alex Jones, damn it.
No, I just okay. But, let me rephrase that. I'm not going to say that the government's doing them, but I think they're feeding off of the negative energy and press of them.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. The proposal of a false flag operation was top secret, but this was made public in 1997. It was made public with the release of John F. Kennedy's assassination record review board. The real action that the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to take in Northwoods is evil and shocking. It proves that the government will stoop to any level to deceive the public and push its own agenda. Now, here's what basically the plan was. The first part of the plan was the CIA military personnel would commit violent acts and place the blame on Castro. This would give the government the reason to take action and do anything it could to remove Castro from power. One of the craziest parts of this plan was to blow up a commercial airliner mid-flight. What their plan was, they would fill the plane with CIA agents with false identities.
-11.
They would have an exact duplicate plane that was actually a military drone take off at the same time. The plane with the fake passengers would land at a military base, and the empty drone plane would fly over Cuba and then crash into the ocean. They would say it had been shot down due to some kind of Cuban missile
crisis.
Yes. They would then produce fake casualty lists and even go as far as doing fake funerals for the passengers that did not exist.
That's one of those aspects of something like this that a lot of people would be like, I can't believe it. Why would you not? If the government's going to do some fuck shit like this, why would they not go all out and cover their ass?
They got the money. I mean, if you're going to kill 200 people on a plane, supposedly, you're going to have... Yeah. The news is going to want to report some of it. So you might have a photo op of a funeral or two.
Oh, funny sidebar. Speaking of, while it's on my mind, did you know that the Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
is not only a massive monument and burial ground for fallen soldiers,
right.
It is also, in my opinion, the biggest fuck you and greatest petty thing that has ever been done on U.S. soil.
Okay, I'm a little concerned, but do explain, please.
You know the name of the family that owned that land before it was turned into that?
What?
Lee. As in Robert E. Lee. That was his family land. And then he went down south and got his ass whooped, and they started burying fucking people on their phone on the Robert E. Lee or Robert E. Lee's family land.
No shit.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. I mean, like, I'm not, it's not funny that all those, there's all those dead soldiers, but like, way to just give them the big old fuck you. That's fucking
fuck you,
great.
Robert.
That's great. Fuck off, get, Bobby. That's what you get for that. They Hank killed him. Bobby, what'd I tell you?
This blowing up the plane was not the only action to be taken. They also thought about blowing up military ships and hopefully gain the same effect. It'll have the same effect.
It'll do it. If you blow up a military ship, it's on.
They also
come and take ours.
They listen to this. See if this is familiar. They also encouraged hijacking attempts to seal the deal and gain public support. The operation wasn't only recommending fake events. It actually wanted to do some things. It proposed the sinking of a Cuban ship on its way to Florida. And I might be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure the way I read this, you know, of refugees coming to from Cuba to Florida to get asylum here, they proposed actually sinking one of those ships and blaming Castro for it. Sinking his own, you know, people trying to defect to the United States.
All right, I'm going to have a big I fucking told you so here. When was this?
62. 62.
9/11 was 2001?
Yes.
So it's 40 years.
Yes. Well, 41.
If something happens between 2040 and 2042 or 2043... Never forget, I'm not talking shit about all the people that passed away in these incidents, but all I was thinking this whole time, I was like, man, 9/11, never forget. But they're talking about the same shit we forgot.
Excuse me.
So just how many presidential candidates do we have to go through before we forget?
Well, that's true. I mean, think about it. We've kind of forgotten a little bit about 9/11.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't hold the... I think for us, because we lived it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold.
Do you remember where you were? Yeah, I do.
I remember
the teacher's name of whose class I was in.
I remember exactly what I did pretty much all when I first heard it, all day and all day.
Well, because I don't even think like it was like 50-50 at my age group, it was 50-50 if you really understood the degree of what you were experiencing. Because, like, they turned on the TVs and shit. I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, I was...
They had the TVs on the news and all that shit.
I remember hearing... I was in the truck doing my job, driving around.
Maybe fifth grade.
I heard the radio report of the first plane hitting. I was like, okay, that's interesting.
Again? Like, for somebody your age, you can literally go, again?
Yeah, I remember when the bombing.
Yeah.
Years before. But I heard the first plane, which, you know, shit. At the time, it wasn't.
What is one plane and you don't have any
you didn't
information?
Know if it was a commercial airline.
That's fucking terrible, but that shit happens maybe.
Right. And then as soon as they said a second plane had hit the second trade, I was like, okay, now we're talking terrorism. There's no way if, ands, or but about. I immediately turned around. I went back to the shop.
Yeah.
And flipped the freaking TV on.
Yeah, yeah.
And
everybody did.
And I remember there's a gas station. You probably don't remember. The old Bethany gas station off Cincinnati Dayton Road and Bethany Road. You know where the Ameristop is?
The Ameristop.
Well, there used to be a gas station in that land next to it. There's a building there now.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there used to be. It's called Bethany Carryout.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The people
across the street.
No, it's the same size as Putters and all. It was actually next door to Ameristop. There's a big office, doctor's office there now or whatever.
Oh, but like isn't that like a dry cleaners or some shit over there now too?
I don't know.
Like a Tide to Go or some shit.
Oh, that's a little bit further down.
Okay,
but
fucking staring at me.
You would not believe the traffic of people pouring and getting gas to Ameristop and Bethany Grocery.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, it was... you just sit there and watch.
Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
People were freaking the fuck out, which we were just attacked.
That never happened to us.
Except for Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Pearl Harbor was 3,000 miles away from coastal United States.
Yeah, that was a much different scenario.
Right. This was 8 hours down the road, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it had a very, and I mean, it was amazing. The amount of support. Everybody just had, okay, fuck you attitude now. Now we're going to kick somebody's fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. And we had the perfect president at the time.
And what you can say what you want about Bush.
For that.
That speech he gave, and that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear somebody say, we're going to kick somebody's ass over this.
Yeah.
You just punched our mother. Now we're going to fucking go to war. Yeah. You know. But, you know, it's...
Come onto our land.
And then fast forward 20 years, and we're still fucking in the shit.
Yeah.
That's where things get fucked up.
People dying for no fucking reason. There's literally no reason to be there. Like, fuck it. Throw in the towel, guys.
You know, the last part of the Operation Northwoods, they actually proposed doing terrorist attacks on Guantanamo Bay. You know, at the gates and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To act, you know, and blame the Cubans that, you know, so you're going to blow up a gate, somebody's going to die, or at least get injured. And odds are it's going to be a U.S. soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or somebody who's in some way, shape, or form contracted with the United States military.
Right. You know what's kind of going to happen. So they were willing to, now the whole airplane thing, yeah, they weren't going to actually kill anybody. It's evil and it's dirty, underhanded, but.
Dirty pool, if you will.
Nobody was going to die. Mm. But the sinking of actual civilian ships of refugees looking to defect, that's another story. And these terrorist attacks, proposed the terrorist attacks onto Guantanamo Bay. You know, that's taking it to the next level. That shows the evilness. It's not a word, but I'm going to use it.
Evilosity.
Of what they're willing to do to accomplish what they want.
Well, and on top of that, that also shows a lot of true colors and how many people will blindly follow shit like that. Even if they straight said that they did it, you know that there would some people are like, that's the cost of war, some right. shit like that. Like, no,
there's
cost of war is casualties. Yes, that's fair. I can accept that. But when you go out of your way and affect a large number of people that have fuck all to do with it, that's not the cost of war. Like,
there's two ways to control a population: fear and anger. Think about
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
2020. How did they pull all that shit off? If you would have said to me 15 years ago, there would be a time when the government would shut down everything and make you stay home for 2, 3, 4, whatever it ended up being, would have businesses shut down, I would have said, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you would have flicked your non-fire safe cigarette, popped the top on your pull tab beer, and then been like, the hell they are. Honey, did you go to Lowe's and get that lead-based paint today?
I would say, get the fuck out of here. Ain't no way people would fall for that. But they did it.
Well,
and how did they do it? They scared the shit out of everybody.
And, like, literally, yeah, that's exactly what they did. And we talked about this. Like, I remember sitting there before they shut everything down and all that shit. I remember sitting there. They're talking about curfews and they're talking about this. And I remember sitting at work going, this is how they all started with the Jews. And people were like, I don't know. That's a little extreme. I don't know if you should say that. Sure as fuck, within like a 4-month period, they did some other shit. And I was like, this is exactly how things kind of progressed with the Jews in World War II. And the same people were like, yep. And I'm like,
yeah.
Like, am I just too quick on the draw, or are you too easily falling into place that you're not seeing it as soon as I am?
Right.
Not that I'm special. A lot of people saw it. But, like, how do you not fucking put two and two together on that?
And think about it. It was timed perfectly. The supply chain was fucked up because of this. And what was the big thing in 2020? right before all this happened, or right during, right in the very beginning of it, fucking toilet paper.
Mm.
You have this new virus coming out there saying it's going to kill everybody.
Then you're worried about wiping your ass.
Then you take away a basic necessity we take for granted. Just slow down,
mm-hmm.
you know, distribution. People are, I remember getting phone calls. I was out doing something. Hey, I got a phone call. I heard CVS has toilet paper.
Yeah.
Run there and get, see if you can get some.
Yeah.
10 minutes later, it was a CVS right by your work.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10 minutes away. Got there, gone.
Yeah. Which was funny because I remember the shelves being pretty barren, but I never personally didn't have toilet paper.
No, and people figured
there was just enough. And then there was all those fuckheads that were hoarding toilet paper and hand sanitizer and selling it out of like storage units and shit.
Right. I remember the place I was living at the time.
Everybody, more people, everybody, more assholes to wipe.
We were kind of freaking out. I was like, worst case scenario, hop in the fucking shower.
Yeah, wash. Yeah.
You can't do that in the shower. Let's go down to the basement. Let me show you where all the sinks go to. All the lines go to one right. fucking pipe that go out to the sewer.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, you don't want to do it in the shower. So, okay, walk around, shit ass.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, let's finish this up. Now, there's one. If most people who have heard the story have always heard that the story is that President Kennedy was informed of this possible plan and he shut it down. This is possible. However, it may also be that the Secretary of Defense McNamara was the one who stopped it.
Yeah.
So we don't really know. Either way, but at least somebody had the civility to actually say, you know what, this might not be the best thing.
Yeah. But at the same time, all that says to me is like they still did all this shit on purpose, and then who comes out looking like the clean fucking shitter at the end? The president.
Yeah, but where'd that get him?
He got him fucking in about 1,400 pieces in a Cadillac.
Just his brain matter all over his wife. All right, well, that's another conspiracy theory we might dive into one day.
There was not only one shooter.
I like the one that the Secret Service guy that was at the back of the shot him.
I don't know. My whole thing is like, yes, Lee Harvey Oswald
was a part of it.
Had his training and stuff from the military, but that was a hell of a shot.
Oh yeah, it could be done,
but like.
But it doesn't explain everything. Like the ricochet people.
Shut up.
The people hit by ricochets that didn't come from.
Yeah, and also just the. Like one perfect shot with the rifle that he allegedly had at that distance, at that change of elevation with a moving target. Like. You're not hitting somebody. You're not aiming for somebody's fucking head on that shot.
No, you're going center.
You're going center mass.
Yeah, just a bigger target. Yeah,
you want
a bigger target. Yeah. Here's the thing, when it comes to JFK, we'll get out of here after this. Whether or not Lee Harvey Oswald was involved, he fired a shot. Now, here's the thing. I firmly believe the mob played a role, a large role.
I think that's confirmed.
Yes, they. Whether or not they were working, I think there were probably, here's best case scenario, there were three groups aiming to kill him that day.
The government?
Lee Harvey Oswald, the mob, and the CIA.
Yeah.
It was kind of a perfect trifecta. Now, whether or not they were working in cahoots or independently, or the CIA knew about the other two and just had another team as backup, I don't know. That's where it gets iffy. Or maybe the whole,
I mean, but that's
he's a patsy thing. Maybe he didn't fire a shot. I don't know.
But that's the whole thing. Like, well, I mean, at that point, you can make the argument that JFK himself was just a patsy the whole time. Also.
I mean, people make light of what was Johnson's role in it. Do you put it past them? If you
Who's on first?
If you were on at that level of, if you're the number two man in power,
you got skin in the game.
You know, it's a,
more so than anybody else, really.
You know, people are kind of shady. They will, that is motive.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, so I don't know. Not to say that the late President Johnson played a role in it. However, he seemed kind of shady because he was behind. He approved Gulf of Tonkin.
Well, I mean, Lyndon B. Johnson.
And here's the thing. The Vietnam conflict was going on at this time of Kennedy's assassination. And he was adamant about not getting involved. Very adamant. We are not getting involved in Vietnam. Johnson, obviously Johnson thought we should be involved.
Well, yeah. And then, like you said, the Charlie Manson thing, this, that, the other. That's why everything now scares the shit out of me. You've got this divide between the population, between Biden and Trump, which we all know my opinion on that. I think Donald Trump's kind of an asshole, but it's whatever. I don't think he was a terrible president. I think Joe Biden never should have been able to be elected. I think it's unfair.
I think it's sad.
I think Joe Biden might have been just fine 10 years ago.
What they're doing to Biden now is abuse.
Yeah, he's the laughingstock of politics across the world.
And physical. Putting that man out there.
Did you see that shit where he was walking in somewhere and somebody was like, look at the hand. And like, it kind of looks like he goes to like steady himself on the door kind of because he's in his 80s. And like, there's like another hand like off to the side. And everybody's like, oh, reptiles, this, that. And I'm like, no, it is quite clearly the fucking Secret Service guy behind you.
Right.
Stop using this poor old man as an excuse for all this crazy shit. I just don't. Like I said, 10 years ago, Joe Biden might have been just fine. But he's senile or has Alzheimer's or something.
You can look at the man. Look into his eye. He is not.
Yeah.
He's not there. And it's not his. The dude's fucking almost 80 years old.
He's over 80. He's 82, I think.
Is he 82 now?
I think.
I don't know how old. But he's not there. Which, guess what? When I'm not going to make it that old. But if I do make it that, I'm not going to be all there.
I definitely ain't running for fucking president.
I'm definitely making up words. I'd do that now.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is like you have this divide between presidential candidacy, or this divide between this bullshit idea of a bipartisan democracy that that so many people seem to think that we still have, even though it's fucking bullshit. And then you throw in things like the Ukraine shit, the Palestine-Israel shit, the unfortunate number of school shootings and mass shootings and the just mass shootings, the transphobia / trans forward movement and that whole those suicides butting heads, George Floyd with the Black Lives Matter shit. What's the end game in my mind? I hope that it's all just, I don't want to say benign, but benign things that are not part of a whole nother bigger scope. But if history has shown us anything, when you get this division of the population, especially, I don't know if we've ever really seen it on multiple fronts like we're seeing it right now, but when you have this massive fucked up division of the population, something bad happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like something bad that usually ends up being some type of conspiracy theory. Wow. And then 60 years later, they're like, yeah, we'll own that one. Like this fucking JFK shit. You had all this fucked up shit going on. What happens? Boom. President gets popped. Martin Luther King gets popped. Yeah. Charles Manson's still walking around going to court. You know what I mean, though? Like at the time, all the distractions never really get solved. They're just no longer distracting because
we forget about it.
We took our eyes off of this long enough for it to happen, and now all the eyes go back to that.
We moved on to the next shiny object.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just hoping that all of this fucked up shit that's going on all this infighting within the country isn't going to end in some massive just shit show of something. Right. But I just have this overwhelming feeling that it is. Like, we're just all going to end up in color-coded jumpsuits.
Hey. I don't...
And half of us are going to be like, this is for our better... This is for the best. They're trying to protect us. And the other half's going to be like, come and take mine, brother. Don't fucking tread on me. Yeah.
And I'll be right in the middle going, you're both fucking crazy. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm going to go shit in the woods.
Yep. All right. I say we put a stop to this. And we end it here.
Just put a fucking countdown on the screen.
And the end of days. We are at the end of days, kids. All right. We will be back hopefully next Sunday or next Saturday. What is today? Saturday?
Next Friday. I say Friday or Saturday. Play it by ear.
Friday or Saturday.
Those are the two nights that'll work
for
best.
Another episode. I don't know what we're going to. You want to come up with one for next week?
It's my turn.
So whatever Travis wants to do, he will do it next week. But we will be back next Friday/Saturday. One of the two.
It's your boy. I don't fucking know.
We're fucking done. We're tired.
Shout out to a bunch of people I've never spoken to and know nothing about. Kai Cenat. Don't know who the fuck that is. Apparently he's super famous.
Who?
Some fucking streamer or some shit. I keep seeing these random people on fucking social media and stuff. But shout out to all those people that are more famous than us that might get us clicks because we said it.
Sweet.
Shout out to... I don't know. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't know.
All right. We're fucking out of here. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Fuck. You got to hit yes there, bud.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.